Horizons of Spirit Island vs. Spirit Island in 2026. The expansion order that makes sense. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. Buy Horizons when price, teach time, and five approachable spirits are the deciding factors. Buy the full Spirit Island core when modular islands, adversaries, scenarios, and the expansion ecosystem are the goal. The cleanest expansion order is core, then branch and claw or jagged earth, then the other one, with nature incarnate only after tokens and events feel natural. Spirit Island buying order can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. One low complexity spirit learns growth, energy, card plays, innate thresholds, fast powers, invaders, and slow powers on a single island board. The cabinet's test is whether slow powers, fast powers, presence growth, fear, and the invader cycle create the pleasure of solving tomorrow one turn early. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Spirit Island buying order should you buy? Buy Horizons when price, teach time, and five approachable spirits are the deciding factors. Buy the full Spirit Island core when modular islands, adversaries, scenarios, and the expansion ecosystem are the goal. The cleanest expansion order is core, then branch and claw or jagged earth, then the other one, with nature incarnate only after tokens and events feel natural. The first box should let one low complexity spirit learns growth, energy, card plays, innate thresholds, fast powers, invaders, and slow powers on a single island board. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Spirit Island buying order, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the players, learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Horizons is standalone, but its fixed board and component economy do not replace the modular core for the full expansion ecosystem. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Spirit Island buying order actually feel like? Players are island spirits using slow and fast powers to push, gather, defend, destroy, and terrify invaders before escalating exploration, building, and ravaging overwhelms the land. Each spirit changes the rules language. One floods coasts, another weaponizes presence, another grows slowly into catastrophe. Cooperation comes from combining timing windows rather than trading generic resources. The puzzle is deliberately difficult because the invader system is predictable enough to plan against, but broad enough to punish a table that solves only the visible ravage. The lasting hook is that slow powers, fast powers, presence growth, fear, and the invader cycle create the pleasure of solving tomorrow one turn early. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: use one low complexity spirit per player. Omit adversaries and scenarios for the first game, place reminder tokens on the invader board, and narrate one full explore build ravage cycle before starting. Add events and tokens only after the base phases are automatic. Teaching plan: teach the invaders first, then presence growth, energy, card plays, fast powers, invader actions, and slow powers. Ask players to announce problems they can partly solve rather than dictating exact card combinations across the table. Before cleanup, photograph the island board, spirit panel, presence tracks, power cards, fear pool, and the invader deck in phase order. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Horizons is a clean classroom with a fixed map. The full core is the laboratory. Pandemic is more legible and role-driven. Robinson Crusoe is more event-driven. Spirit Island gives the deepest cooperative planning because players can read the enemy schedule and still disagree about which future disaster matters most. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to Spirit complexity, token overhead, event variance, adversary depth, component quality, and how much rules surface the table wants at once. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Spirit Island buying order. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Taste Horizons. Choose when a cheaper, gentler teach is the only proof the table needs. Foundation Spirit Island Core. Choose for modular boards, adversaries, scenarios, and full expansion compatibility. First layer Branch and Claw. Add events, tokens, and two spirits in the smallest rules jump. Big layer Jagged Earth. Add when the group wants a major content and complexity expansion. Late Nature Incarnate. Buy after token and event play is already comfortable. The stopping rule matters. Branch and Claw introduces events and tokens with less volume than Jagged Earth. Some groups prefer Jagged Earth's completeness despite the larger jump. Nature Incarnate is not a beginner expansion and assumes tokens, events, and a table already comfortable with the core system. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Spirit Island buying order, edition, language, seller, included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner prevent builds when possible. Stopping a build often prevents a larger ravage problem next round. Regular, plan slow powers as next turn setup. A slow power is not late. It changes the board your next fast phase will inherit. Advanced, trade presence growth for tempo consciously. A stronger track later is useless if the island collapses now. Expert, coordinate thresholds and fear. Sequence elements, control and fear cards so one spirit's setup becomes another spirit's finish. Debrief, the final invader phase. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about spirit complexity, token overhead, event variance, adversary depth, component quality, and how much rules surface the table wants at once. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting. Teach the invaders first, then presence growth, energy, card plays, fast powers, invader actions, and slow powers. Ask players to announce problems they can partly solve rather than dictating exact card combinations across the table. Solo. Spirit Island is outstanding solo. Start true solo with one low complexity spirit. Add a second spirit only after one board invader timing and power targeting feel automatic. The invisible budget is island storage, spirit panels, token vocabulary, adversary reference, setup time, and whether solo means one spirit or multi-handing. That workload predicts whether Spirit Island buying order returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Horizons is standalone, but its fixed board and component economy do not replace the modular core for the full expansion ecosystem. Branch and Claw introduces events and tokens with less volume than Jagged Earth. Some groups prefer Jagged Earth's completeness despite the larger jump. Nature Incarnate is not a beginner expansion and assumes tokens, events, and a table already comfortable with the core system. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints: packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the "who should skip it" verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. Horizons is not a demo. Its five spirits remain useful in the full system. Jagged Earth is not required immediately simply because it contains the most content. Fast powers are not automatically better than slow powers. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Spirit Island buying Order Horizons is the best first taste. The full core is the best long-term foundation. Owners who already know the system can still value Horizons for its five excellent spirits. Branch and Claw is the smaller mechanical step, while Jagged Earth is the stronger value jump for a group ready to absorb more spirits, powers, tokens, events, and rules. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options. Horizons of Spirit Island on Amazon, Spirit Island on Amazon, Spirit Island. Branch and Claw on Amazon, Spirit Island. Jagged Earth on Amazon, Spirit Island. Nature Incarnate on Amazon. Final verdict. Horizons is the best first taste. The full core is the best long-term foundation. Owners who already know the system can still value Horizons for its five excellent spirits. Branch and Claw is the smaller mechanical step, while Jagged Earth is the stronger value jump for a group ready to absorb more spirits, powers, tokens, events, and rules. Frequently asked questions: should I buy Horizons or Spirit Island first? Buy Horizons for the cheapest, easiest teach. Buy the full core for the long-term expansion system. Can Horizon spirits be used with Spirit Island? Yes. The spirits and power cards are compatible with the broader system. What is the best first Spirit Island expansion? Branch and Claw is the gentler rule step. Jagged Earth is the larger value step for a confident group. Do I need Branch and Claw before Jagged Earth? No, but both use the event and token ecosystem, and Branch and Claw introduces it with less volume. When should I buy Nature Incarnate? After the group is comfortable with events, tokens, adversaries, and higher complexity spirits. Is Spirit Island good solo? Yes. True solo is focused. While two-handed solo reveals more spirit synergy at a higher mental load.